Lee and Ricky Bowman of rural Bayfield County got to see the pyramids, bazaars, the Nile, and a revolution. Lee Bowman says the revolution part took them by surprise.
All of a sudden, we began to see evidences of more military around the area. Some of the exits were blocked off with barricades.
That was Friday, January 28th. Less than 48 hours later, they were packing only what they could carry and evacuating to the Cairo airport. Bowman says it was chaos.
I mean, people were just shoving and pushing, and everybody was in the panic mood. Everybody was scared and worried and frightened and wondered if they were going to get out. I have no idea how many people could have been in that airport. There were thousands of people in there.
Many flights were canceled. Bowman says U.S. State Department officials gathered about 3,000 Americans for special flights to Istanbul, Cyprus, or Athens. It was a narrow escape.
We cheered when the plane left the ground from Egypt. And we cheered again when we landed in Athens.
They've been back about a week now at their home in Barnes. Bowman says it's a pretty nice place to be, even in February.
I sure am not going to take for granted the fact that I have the right to criticize my country and not feel I'm going to get put in jail, because that's the situation that was going on over there. We survived a revolution. A few inches of feet of snow isn't going to bother us anymore.
Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.